right. If you recall, last Monday night we had Elder Vaughn Morton, who was preaching a powerful message. It was not very long. We cut it in half. It was about 20 minutes the first half, and tonight is right under 20 minutes as well. The title of the message is Forgiving Yourself. He has a very unique style of conveying a message, but it's captivating. It's kind of entertaining sometimes, but there's the anointing of God that's in it. I know Brother Prime gave a comment last. Several people have actually texted us telling us how much they enjoyed it, and today Brother Prime let me know how much that he appreciated it. So we're going to go ahead and begin in just a moment. We first want to thank Brother Sean Thaler and Brother Jacob Roseberry, who have been instrumental in making sure that we can get these messages and upload them into our system. Thank you for that, gentlemen. All right, we're going to go ahead and begin to hear the second half of Elder Vaughn Morton's message, Forgiving Yourself, Part 2. And here we go.
And spoil their lives over past sins that God has already forgiven them of. That's right. And there's some of you, every time you go to prayer, you know, in Pentecost, I got a problem. And that is, some folks think the more they screw their face up, the better it is. What if your face gets hung like that sometime? What if you die like that? Yeah. Yeah. But people, they go to God and say, God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive. You don't enjoy praying like you should. Oh, God, forgive me, forgive me. And about the time you get the victory and here I go, then the devil reminds you of something in your past, whatever that is. You say, but Brother Morton, you don't understand. You don't understand what I did or whatever or whatever. I don't care. The Bible said if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what the Bible says. Glory to God. And so quit that business of after tonight. Quit that. Oh, God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Now, you may go to the Lord in prayer. Say, God, I praise the Lord, worship God a little bit. God, forgive me my faults, my failures, my sins, my shortcomings. But quit dwelling on whatever you've been dwelling on. You understand? And because of this, some folks cannot worship God like they want to. Oh, yeah. You feel like you got shackles on your feet. Huh? Everybody has a graveyard of unpleasant experience. Everybody has a graveyard of unpleasant experiences. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what I don't do, though. I don't get up every morning, take a cup of coffee, and say, I'm going to go walking through the graveyard. Yeah. Oh, by the way, here a while back I went to the graveyard. I went there. I thought, you know, I'm going to die one of these days if the Lord don't come. I mean, that's just the way it is. And so I said, you know, I need to buy me a little plot of ground so I can be buried someday. And I don't want them saying, behold, he stinketh by now. But anyway, they said, go pick out a place. And they sent somebody out there. And I looked around. I thought, right here would be a good place. Right here would be a good place. And I didn't get a place over by the road. Because I didn't want folks driving by that don't like me and spitting out the window. I got in the back over there. And so, anyway, I went back up the office. I said, yeah, I'll take that spot down there, so-and-so. And it was a Friday. And I said, ma'am, you think you could have that ready for me by Tuesday? She went, huh? But I'm going to tell you what she did. She came to church to see what kind of pastor I was. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The reason that... But some folks walk through the graveyard and say, oh, see that mound of dirt over there? That's a mistake that I committed 15 years ago. That and over there, oh, that was 25 years ago. That right there, that's 10 years. Oh, that's a fresh pile of dirt. That's my latest mistake. No, you don't... You don't do that. The reason some people are not going on to new adventures with God is because they are a prisoner of the past. Oh, yeah. The devil tonight would like to blow a trumpet and resurrect all of our past sins and mistakes and failures. We need to forgive ourselves. We must not wallow in our guilt. God's not pleased with it. He's telling you that right now. Continually beating ourselves up is not going to help us or anybody else. But some folks just beat. Oh, I want to throw this in real quick. Hey, and I'm going to tell you, woe to the person, where if it's a husband or a wife or whoever it is, woe to the person that every once in a while reminds, remember, you backslid one time. Remember that affair that you had one time or whatever. You understand? Woe to that person. I remember one time in our home church, Brother Rody, our pastor, was going to appoint a new youth director. And this person that he was going to appoint lived for God, served God, so forth and so on and all that. But in their past, way back in their past, when they were a sinner, in fact, they did something that really wasn't right. And did you know there was some so-called saints that was jealous and didn't like it? They said, but remember what so-and-so done one time. I'm telling you, God is going to get them. And sometimes a husband feels like it's his wife, and so he can say that. You better not say that, husband. The wife, because it's my husband, I'll just remind him, you better not do that. Let's raise our hands and worship God. Oh, blessed God. Let's worship God. Let's worship God. Let's worship God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let the Word of God sink in. Glory to God. Listen, if it's under the blood, you better leave it alone. And some folks say, well, because it's my husband or my wife or my mama or my daddy or my brother or my sister or whoever it is, I can do it. No, that's a child of God. David sinned. I don't even like to think about it. I don't like to talk about it. I wish it wasn't in the Bible, but it's there. And it's there to show the mercy of God and the goodness of God and the kindness of God. No, David had done wrong. He reached the place that he couldn't live with himself. Oh, yeah. And then in Psalm 51, you can read his prayer of repentance. He said, I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. He said, have mercy upon me, O God, and blot out all my transgression. Wash me, and I shall be thoroughly. Wash me from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. He said, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. He said, make me to hear joy and gladness. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. David sinned. I'm telling you, he sinned. And thank God for a man of God in his life that came to him and said, David, thou art the man. And thank God, David, to show his sincerity and what a good spirit he had. He humbled himself. He could have said, off with this prophet's head. Off with this prophet's head. But he did not do that. He confessed his sin. He had faith that forgiveness was possible. And he accepted the forgiveness of God and went on with God. That's what you need to do tonight. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Glory to God. Don't be a captive of the past. Don't be a captive of the past. Do not be held back by past failures, whatever that is. When the sun rises tomorrow morning, you're going to enter a new world called the world of beginning again. Tomorrow is a new day. Praise God. You can get up in the morning and say, I'm forgiven. Glory to God. It's all right to dance in your home. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Let him that's among us, that's without a fault, failure, shortcoming, or sin, cast the first stone. Yeah, everybody better drop the rocks. That's right. The white man asked the Indian, the American Indian, said, "Do you believe in ghosts?" And the Indian said, "We believe anything that has not been buried right will come back to haunt us." And that's what's happened to you tonight. You haven't buried it right. If we confess our sin, I know I keep saying that, but you see, the word is like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. I'm trying to break that rock tonight. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's bury it tonight. Let's bury it tonight. Let's bury it. The reason it's coming back to haunt you, you haven't buried it right. We're going to bury it in Jesus' name tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's a song that says, it says, "My sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone." I tell you what, there's a scripture I love. Ooh, I love this. I love this. I love this. I love this. Let's say tonight, I could take you by the hand and bring you into the presence of God, into the throne room, and say, "Lord, this is Saint so-and-so from McMinnville. And they are having a problem because, well, they're a human being and they made a mistake. In fact, they failed one time." And see, some of you right there in your mind, you're fussing with me, right? Quit you fussing with me. You're fussing with me, but Brother Morton, you don't. I do understand. That's why I'm preaching this. And God understands, and God loves you, and that's why He's laid it on my heart. And I could take you into the presence of God, and I'd say, "This is Saint so-and-so from McMinnville, Oregon." "Oh, yes, I know them. That's one of my children. They're washed in my blood. They're filled with my spirit." "Oh, yes. Oh, I know them. But God, they're having a problem with their past." You know what God would say? And I'm going to give you scripture for it. God would say, "Past? Past? Past? What past? There is no past. They don't have a past. When I look in the book here, it's clean. It's clear. There's nothing there." You know what the scripture is? In Isaiah 43 and 25, I am He that blotteth out thy transgression for my own sake. And here it is. And I'm reading from the Bible. "And will not remember thy sins." God is God, and God can choose to forget. I'm telling you, you remember something that God has already forgotten. Let's raise our hands and worship the Lord. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Oh, come on, let's praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, let me tell you something. God has the power to forget. Your record is clean. You hear me? It's clean. But now, here's the human side. We can get forgiveness, but we don't forget. God forgets. But let me tell you something. You can be sitting in the middle of a Pentecostal service like this one tonight and praising God and worshiping God, and all at once, something in your past can pop in your mind. But that doesn't mean you're not forgiven. It just means you're a human being and it came back to your mind. Oh, yeah, but you're forgiven. Did you hear me? You're forgiven. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Another song said, "When gloom and sadness whisper," and it will, "you've sinned, no use to pray. Then I look away to Jesus, and He tells me to say, I see a crimson stream of blood." Gloom and sadness will whisper. Oh, yeah, I talked about depression Thursday night. But, oh, tonight is not a night of depression. It's a night of rejoicing because the past is past. It's gone. It's forgotten. It's under the blood. Oh, let's raise our hands again and worship the Lord. Glory to God in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to God, hallelujah to God. Itabo shanda kataba hosanda. Come on, let's worship God. Let's thank God. Let's thank God. Oh, let's thank the Lord God in Jesus. In a minute, play something. I'll let you know when. Hallelujah. 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 I want to read something else from the scripture. I'm closing. The Lord willing here, real quick. But in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, it says this: Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Then it gives us a list of folks that shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, or idol worshippers, or adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Is anybody going to heaven? Yes, because the next verse says, and such were some of you. And such were some of you, but what? But you're washed, but you're sanctified, but you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. We are forgiven. We are forgiven. We are forgiven. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. And by saying that, you're setting yourself free. I'm telling you, brother, this is a problem in Pentecost. It really is. It really is. I pastored for a long time, and I've had to help many of people through this. And tonight, we need to close the door on the past. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. Say it or think it this way. I'm not what I ought to be. None of us feel like we're what we ought to be. And I'm not what I want to be. But thank God I'm not what I used to be. Thank God I'm not what I used to be. Oh, let's stand to our feet, lift our hands and worship the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Let's worship the Lord. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You know what? I'm going to ask you to cooperate with me tonight. And I'm not going to put anybody on the spot, but I'm going to ask everybody that can and everybody that will. I'm not just going to say, is there anybody? No, I'm not going to do that. We're all going to do this together because I don't want to put nobody on the spot. But I want us to come in a moment here and right up to the edge of the altar and stand around here, men and women, young people, everybody's welcome. If you're here tonight and you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're welcome to come. If you're not living for God, you're welcome to come. God will forgive you. And we're going to come up here and worship a little while, and then we're going to do something. Praise God. Praise God. Let's worship the Lord as you come. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come right up to the altar and lift your hands and begin to worship God. Everybody that can, come up here. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Everybody that can, come up here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. What a tremendous second half to the message from Elder Von Morton, forgiving yourself. So many things can be said about this. I just made a few points here. But the very beginning, once again, some funny stuff. Very entertaining. Let's not get stuck making one of those messed up faces, church. Brother Morton talked about when we feel like if we just make the right face and we show God enough sorrow on our face that that's going to make things right. It takes faith, he said. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. And we don't need to continue to be a prisoner of the past because the past is just that, the past. He said that such were some of you, but were washed, were cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And the last thing that came to my mind was this. Just the other day, I was talking to someone about our thinking, so critical. It's ourselves, it's our own mind that can put us into the ditch and put us into a place where we just feel trapped and we can't get out. But he said, it's about our thinking. So church, we got to have faith in how we think. We need to think with faith. Let's remember that moving forward, church. Once again, what a powerful message we heard from Elder Von Morton, forgiving yourself. If you want to listen to it again, it'll be posted on our website in the next day or so. Praise God. With that said, we'll be sending out a message reminding everyone about our Wednesday night service. Please have a great night in the name of Jesus. God bless all of you. Amen.